We have Pablo Lerouk right here on the line for the first interview of the day, and I'll be chatting to him, who is known as Pablo Lerouk from the Hip Hop Peter. He is a Cape Town-based hip hop artist with a stage name, Pablo Lerouk WP. Pablo believes in artists, and he does his music with passion. And he has performed in major events such as Iverson Tour, Boomland, the Festival, Equality, and the Carsley Experience. Today we'll be talking with Bravo about his music and also his new EP, Nyunguta Bravo Kuwe. What's up, Bravo? Can you please tell us more about how you got into the music?
How I got into music, actually. I think it was my mom, man. Our mother used to play a lot of Brenda Fassie, and I forgot the group's name now. But yeah, she used to play a lot of music, and my brothers and I would actually record on the Wi-Fi. Hi-Fi days, we'd use the cassette to record music. Yeah, it was crazy. At the time we never knew Guti we are actually gonna become who we are today. Because I'm still working with my brothers. One of my brothers is a musician too, and our other brother is our like resident producer. So yeah, we started together, and like later on. But I always had like an interest in arts. I used to draw, I used to paint, I used to dance, everything. But like my first love was rapping, and this is where I still am today.
How could you describe your music style?
Yeah, my music style is like authentically like South African rap. I drew a lot of inspiration from the Spaza era, from the gents that were rapping as Xhosa, you know. Yeah, so I grew up to them, like I listened to them like so hard. And I tried rapping in English, but Usjava told me, Kuti, I should rap in Xhosa, you know. I tried it out, and it worked, you know. And so every day I'm so comfortable with just, like, rapping about being me every day, you know. That's how, like, Abando also, like find relation in my music, because I talk to them, you know. So, yeah, basically, it's just... I'm rapping. This is rap, rhythm, and poetry, you know, in Xhosa. And I actually found my own sound with like doing that as well, you know.
And tell us more about your EP title, Nyunguta Bravo Kuwe.
So before the Nyunguta Bravo Kuwe EP, I did drop an EP, I think like 4 years ago, but I have a love-hate relationship with the EP because it was instructed. My mind was not in it, you know, because I dropped it when I was going through depression, and it's not structured. It's not anything structured. It was just like a bunch of music that I had compiled together and just dropped them, you know. There was no structure in it. But it saved my life, you know, because I was quitting this whole music thing. But with like dropping that EP, I saw people embracing me again, and I was like, oh damn, okay, look, let me continue doing this. So it saved my life. So Nyunguta Bravo Kuwe EP is actually like a proper introduction of me to the world, you know, on some Nyunguta Bravo Kuwe. This is who I am, and this is what I am about, and this is what I stand for, and this is how I sound like, you know. So that whole thing, everything is just like structured out like so well. I am venting, I'm being happy, I'm being emotional, vulnerable, I'm being jumpy, I'm being ignorant, you know, like, and that's the real me, and I am telling my own story, you know, right now. So Nyunguta Bravo Kuwe actually is a proper introduction of myself to the rest of the world, you know.
What have been the highlights of your career so far?
Yo, I have so many highlights, bruv. Yo, I have so many highlights of my career. I performed at the Ivy Tour with Nasty C. I performed with AKA at the Mega C Tour. I was on the top 10 underrated artists on She's Live, you know, and I was number 7 there with like Telemann. Everybody was there. My EP that I dropped was like number 1 on iTunes, you know. I have like a Casper intro, and recently I submitted a verse for Younger. I'm gonna be on Younger's album. Yeah, it's a lot. And I also just got signed to Ilenogishaya Records, you know, like, yeah. So it's that vibe. We are just growing. We keep on growing.
How has your music been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic?
No, to be honest, my music have not been affected by COVID-19 pandemic. I just grew, man. I understood Kuba, like the pandemic showed us Kuba life is like so short, right? So I was like, yo, I need to go hard. I need to go hard because I don't know how long I have on earth anymore. So I need just to make sure Kuba accept. I'm going harder than ever. So if it happens that my life ends today, my people, my mom, my brothers, everybody around me, and like the supporters knows Kuba Ish, he tried, you know. I was really trying, like all my days on earth, you know. So type vibe, man, like I just went harder than ever. I dropped so many videos, like so much music projects. Everything, I was just like going harder than ever because I was like, yo, Mabela, I don't know how long I have on earth anymore. And I you know, I can't be on my deathbed and regretting, you know, and some, yo, I wish I did this and that. I was like, yo, I'm gonna do it right now, you know. So that's the vibe. Ilenoga, COVID-19 pandemic did not affect my music like in a bad way, but in a really positive way, to be honest.
And what message do you have for children in hospital?
Something I'd like to say to the children in the hospital is that you are now in that bed, right? But this is not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. Everything is going to work out fine, right? But I want you to remember something, right? When you get discharged and you get out of that room, right, of that ward, make sure, Kuba, you are living your life to the fullest, right? You don't want one day to regret, you know, Kuti, oh, I wish I did this. I wish I played soccer. I wish, you know, when like life is like miserable or like things are being taken away from you, you know? So the best thing for us to do, right? When we get out of there, right? Let's go out. Understand, Kuba, we can become whatever we want to in this life thing. It's possible. I, for one, I come from a shack, you know. Kids from shacks don't usually get to be on this level that I'm at, you know. It's kids from the suburbs or like nice places, you know, that I expected to do all the things that I'm doing today. But God have blessed me because I've been asking and been consistent to God, right, about my dreams and what I want to be one day. And they've been like so many people disregarding it as well, telling me, no, you won't make money off music and it's not a career and whatnot. And you know what, I kept on going, and today those are the same people who are applauding me, and I'm so happy with what I am doing today. So you need to get out there and make yourself so proud and work so hard for your dreams. You are chosen. You are the one. Always remember that you are molded in the in a reflection of God. So that makes you godly. Every day you wake up in the morning, look yourself in the mirror, perceive yourself as greatness, and fly.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Okay, another thing I'd like to say is that, so everybody, right, in that world listening to this and is a fan of my music, I'd like to meet them one day. You guys can take my contact details. Everybody in there is allowed to contact me, right? You can like can WhatsApp me or Instagram me or whatever, right? So I'd like to meet like each and every one of you guys. I would have like have come to visit you guys, but like due to the pandemic and whatnot, but I still wanna like keep contact and let you guys stuff. Kuba, I love you, man. You are strong.
I wanna say thanks to Bravo Lyrics. It's been one of my wish to get Bravo on the show, you know, and I highly appreciate it for coming through. And I hope you do much more music, and I hope you're going to be well known and be well known in that label where you are recognized as one of the best MCs.